Dubai Eye 103.8.
Serena Kelly, ARN News team. And we've got a new directive through from the Board of Fisheries here. Oh, hang on. There you are.
Turn me on, Tom. Thanks. A new law.
All right, girl.
A new law. Get back in your box. A new law has banned the fishing of endangered sharks in the UAE waters. The Ministry of Climate Change and Environment has issued the resolution, which also bans shark finning. So this is great news. Under this new law, fishermen must release the sharks back into the water if they're accidentally caught in their gear, such as fishing lines. And legitimate shark fishing will now only be allowed beyond 8 nautical miles from shore between the 1st of July and the last day of February the following year. The resolution also bans charters, private ships and vessels from fishing sharks as well. So the rule applies if you've got a private, if you're going privately fishing as well.
That can only be a good move, Sina Zelemer.
Of course, of course. I'm just going back to this thought I had when I was in a memory I had when I was a child. My father used to say, you know, when we used to order dumplings, shark's fin is the best. Shark's fin is the best. That's what
really?
You need to order. Yeah.
Wow.
Because Chinese food was big and is still big in the Philippines. And I remember we had zero awareness about, you know, the dangers of shark finning or shark fishing. Mm. We didn't know that it was a bad thing. Mm. And so the supplies just kept coming from other Asian countries. And it became one of my favorite dumpling flavors.
No, but if you grew up with that, then it's understandable. And therefore, it makes it more difficult, I suppose, to so turn you back on a taste of your heritage and see the ills, the ways. But that's, I suppose, is a generation thing. And also, the other thing is the issue of mass fishing and net fishing at the moment, where sharks get caught in nets without the fishermen actually going out to catch these fish in the first place.
Yeah.
And then these corpses are being thrown back in.
Yeah.
It is something that needs to be addressed. And listen, I think it's a great initiative, but, you know, how often do we hear about initiatives like this and new rules, regulations? It's great that it's been brought into law now, so now a law can be passed. But we have seen a number of initiatives which basically have not worked, because you go to a number of the fish markets quite openly and you're able to see sharks of all shapes
They're
and sizes on display.
Yeah. But also you have to think about it does come down to they're specifically targeting endangered sharks. So what are we talking hammerhead here? We've got to look at the species that would be considered endangered. And then also does that mean that those are what more plentiful supposedly possibly what you would see in the fish market perhaps but again, and then also size comes into it, because obviously recently we had regulations regarding overfishing with hamor and you know there are certain specifications on sizes of those fish as well that it's like you are not allowed to catch these fish.
No, I know what you mean. So what you were saying, if you were to sort of reference that with regards to sharks, when you talk about smaller sharks, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, and because you...
What's a really small shark?
Well, I mean, it depends how you're talking, like... I mean, if you caught a baby shark, I mean, yeah. Oh, Tom! I fell into that, didn't I?
What did you say? I don't know what happened.
I see what you were doing there.
No, I don't
right.
know what happened.
Yeah. I'm not saying anything else now. He knows I hate that song.
Gosh. If you want more on this one, get your thoughts in. Not baby sharks, but sharking, shark fishing. We've seen new conservation elements coming in. Ministry of Climate Change and Environment passing that new law in the last few days. There will be very few people out there that say this is a bad thing. I'm sure a number of you will say it's a good thing, and with good reason as well. Ban on shark fishing. New law has banned the fishing of endangered sharks in the UAE waters. Ministry of Climate Change and Environment issuing the resolution, which also bans shark finning. This is a good initiative. Fishermen must release sharks back into the water if they accidentally get caught in their gear. And legitimate shark fishing will now be only allowed beyond 8 nautical miles from shore between the 1st of July and the last day of February the following year. Let's see how this is policed. Let's see what changes this has and impacts on the shark numbers and population here in the region, in our waters. Just leads me on to another story that's doing the rounds this morning. Interesting, this one, with regards to bannings or proposed bannings. So New York City could be about to join California in banning restaurants from serving foie gras. Councillor for New York City, Carlina Rivera, has put forward a bill which would make the sale of the product made of heavily fattened duck liver illegal on the grounds of animal cruelty. The controversial dish has long angered animal rights activists and in recent times has been banned in restaurants over in California. Now, there is also a suggestion as well that this is a movement that could continue here in the region as well. Nothing has been tabled as yet, just discussions in the media at present, a lot of people having their say online as well. But could the UAE be a destination, be a place that would ban foie gras? And how would you feel about that, given the number of high-end and luxury dining establishments, given the consumption of foie gras in those establishments and the use of the ingredient in so many kitchens and restaurants here? Could we get away with a ban here? Is that something that would be encouraged? Is it something that would be welcomed here? I'd love to get people's thoughts, because surely that's the most regular place you would go to. You'd go to a restaurant to have foie gras. Very few people will see it as a luxury item.
Exactly.
And therefore it's a luxury item you treat yourself to in a restaurant rather than having it at home.
Yeah, that's exactly what I think. I'd be gutted if they banned foie gras, because I have it once or twice a year, because obviously it's expensive. Yeah, it's only available in fine dining restaurants. So, you know, give me my treat.
It's commonplace at dozens of restaurants across the UAE.
Sorry?
It's commonplace here at dozens of places across the UAE.
Yeah, it is.
And this is not to say for a moment that this is for everyone. I can understand the sort of the ethics behind it, and there are those that choose not to eat foie gras because of those ethics as well. But then if you open that can of worms, for want of a better phrase, what other food ingredients and products are you going to get into a conversation about?
Exactly. Why is it different from other animals' livers?
This is Dubai Eye 103.8.